Let's go right now to the Caucus State. How about that? The Hawkeye State, where they have the caucuses. And John Harris is the editor-in-chief of Politico.com. John, are you there?
I am here. Good morning. Sounds like you're a little punch drunk back there. Who wouldn't be after
Caucus Friday? It's like Caucus Day.
Yeah, I'm a Caucus optimist, John. Okay, you know, politics is all about choice. I'll let you choose. Who do you want to go to first, Republicans or Democrats?
Well, everybody wants to hear about the Democrats, right? That's a huge story.
Okay.
Barack Obama.
So I'll ask you this. Is Barack Obama still or now the front runner?
He's the – I think our story on Politico this morning called him the biggest story in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's certainly the biggest story in the country. And that's going to have the effect, I think, of making him the front runner coming into New Hampshire next Tuesday. I mean, we do have to remember that nationally, in virtually every poll, Hillary Clinton has a lead and has had one almost all the past year. So Barack Obama still needs to have some big victories coming up.
Can you imagine
New Hampshire, South Carolina?
Can you imagine a scenario where he, even though she has the national polls by her side, he just marches state to state and wins her
victories one at a time? You know, Hillary Clinton, that's going to be her new focus. We already know this. Her folks came back on the campaign plane last night from Des Moines to Manchester, and they're talking up February 5th, Super Tuesday. But imagine she loses, how many possible contest between now and Super Tuesday. Loses New Hampshire. That's totally possible, even likely. Loses South Carolina, where there's a huge African-American vote. That's possible, even likely. She could be 0-3 in these next couple of weeks.
Do you think Obama won, or did Edwards and Hillary Clinton lose?
No, I think clearly many of Obama's supporters were casting an enthusiastic choice for him. He did win. Now, he was able to make the argument with a lot of people who said, no, I don't want Hillary Clinton among Democrats. That's probably less because they dislike her than they just feel it's time to move forward, turn the page as a country. They don't want to go back to the 90s.
Yes, there was a lot of evidence and a lot of stories saying many Democrats were happy with all their choices. Let's go to the second place finisher. There's such a thing as conventional wisdom. And then every once in a while in politics, there is an almost unanimity of opinion. And I wasn't able to hear from any political expert weeks or months ago who said anything different from this sentence: John Edwards has to win Iowa. Everyone said it then. Is it true, or are they saying it now?
I don't know if I count as a political expert.
You do.
But, I'll say it. I do think it's going to be very hard for him to translate what is, no question, it's an impressive turnout to beat Hillary Clinton and come in second, but he didn't come in first. Well, you know, it's that old line about, horseshoes and atom bombs. I just don't think close cuts it. And in fact, he wasn't that close. Barack Obama is the huge story here, and he won by 7 percentage points.
Horseshoes and hand grenades, I think, is more alliterative.
But that, I like that better.
Go with that, yeah. Or hydrogen
bombs.
You're
a professional radio host.
Yeah, I get my H's every time I mention one. I get a kickback, actually, but we won't talk about that. Hey, let's talk about independence for a second. I know in Iowa you have to pick a party and stick with it, but as far as that goes, I mean, you could register for either party a couple weeks ago. Do you think independents or people who hadn't necessarily been party stalwarts broke for Obama more than they did for Hillary Clinton and John Edwards?
I'm going to have to look at the data more closely, but it clearly seems that there's evidence of that. And what is irrefutable is that there is a huge wave of first-time caucus goers. So these are people who have not previously been rooted in party politics. Whether they consider themselves Democrats or independents is almost beside the point. They're new voters, and it's really hard in the Iowa caucuses. You don't just go and show up at a voting booth. You have to sit there in somebody's home or in some sort of community center and participate in a process that goes on for a while in public. So the fact that you get able to get all these new participants, that's a huge testament to two things. One, people here are really hungry for change. And the fact that by more than twice, Democrats, more people went to the Democratic caucus. That shows the Republican Party's really demoralized.
Right.
President Bush has really hurt this party.
And that bit of insight really does take us to New Hampshire, where independents are technically the biggest aligned party. They're not a party, but there are more independents in New Hampshire than there are Democrats or Republicans. And their primary system is day of the primary, do what you want.
Exactly.
So I think the strategy for John McCain, who we haven't talked about, who's doing well in New Hampshire, would be to get a lot of independents to vote for him. But do you think independents in New Hampshire now might say, hey, let's vote in the Democratic primary?
Well, that's a really shrewd question. Independent voters historically have been a major force in New Hampshire. They're what gave John McCain his victory over George W. Bush in 2000, 8 years ago, you'll recall. They do now have a choice. Which primary do they want to participate in? Which one seems more exciting to them? Which one seems like it's where they're the vote is going to be more consequential. My guess is what we'll see. I mean, this is, I don't know about you, but this is now an incredibly exciting election. Probably we'll get a huge surge of turnout in both primaries.
Yes.
In New Hampshire.
One of the questions I asked about Barack Obama was, is he the front runner? Is Romney still the front runner among Republicans?
He's hard pressed to claim that. He lost, of course, quite handily to former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. Romney had been leading in New Hampshire, but you know, this is what that whole sort of mystical but nonetheless very real process of momentum is all about. A victory tends to create a new victories of its own, and so the fact that Romney's limping out of here, it's a little hard to see that he's going to have an impressive show in New Hampshire. Already, even before the caucuses, John McCain was surging in those polls there. And one can only guess this is going to amplify that.
Yep.
Huckabee, not a big force to date in New Hampshire. And the voters that he relied on overwhelmingly here, evangelical social conservatives, they're not a big part of the New Hampshire electorate. So that will really be the test of momentum, is can he take a victory here onto these other states with quite different electorates?
The journalistic cliche is only time will tell, but maybe thankfully in this case, or if you're interested in staying excited for a short amount of time is very short. The New Hampshire primary is in just 5 days. I guess you got to say anything can happen, but you and I are both pretty excited, right, John?
Yeah, well, look, to dust off an old line from John Kerry, bring it on.
John Harris, editor-in-chief of Politico.com. Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks. So long.
Coming up, let's go from the heartland across the sea to France. We'll explore how the French in France are dealing with not being able to fumer, to smoke. Did I pronounce it right? Do you know,
Fumé.
Rachel? Fumé. Yeah. They don't like their R's in France.
No.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.